please, I can't sleep.
It's time to listen to Courtney at Last on the Ramblings of an Insomniac podcast.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Ramblings of an Insomniac. I am Courtney. You know what just occurred to me? I got this genius idea to do a podcast. And I was like, yeah, it's a beautiful day out. I'm going to go take my dogs to the property and let them run around and I'll do a podcast. By the way, whenever you hear me like out of breath or sounding like I'm breathing heavy, it's because I'm out of shape and I'm usually walking around when I'm doing my podcast. And I'm usually walking up this hill that I have on my property that should not be causing me to be winded. It should not be. It's because I'm out of shape. So I get winded and then I walk all over and I listen to my podcast back and I'm like, oh my God, it sounds like a porn or it sounds just like really weird breathing in the background. Like I have an asthma or allergy issue. Nope, it's just because I am out of shape and walking. Anyway, okay, see, I'm out of breath. But anyway, the thought occurred to me when I started this podcast. I was like, yeah, I feel like doing a podcast. That'll be cool. It's pretty out and people can hear all the birds, although my neighbors are apparently doing work on their property and you can hear their excavators. So that also didn't go over well. But point being, the thought occurred to me, I don't have a clue what my topic is. I don't even know. Usually I kind of have a rough idea of what I'm going to talk about because I talk about things that are keeping me up, things that are stressing me out, you know, preventing me from getting a good night's rest. And although I'm not sleeping, I'm doing this weird thing where I cannot go to bed before 3:30 for some reason. I can't for the life of me figure out like a topic to talk about. And I was like, well, that was stupid. You don't just start a podcast and then be like, and have no plan whatsoever and have absolutely nothing to talk about. And then I thought, you know, basically my entire podcast up to this point has been a shit show, you know, and I am just struggling through it, excuse me, and it is all kinds of flawed and, you know, it's already not very professional. So, hey, I'm just going to roll with it. It is called The Ramblings of an Insomniac, right? The Ramblings. So, I mean, you have to be prepared at some point to hear rambling, right? That's kind of the point. I mean, you don't tune into something called The Ramblings of an Insomniac and expect to hear, like, you know, Sheldon Cooper talking about physics or something. No. I mean, I would hope not, because you're certainly not going to get that. Especially on this particular day where I am exceptionally tired and, oh man, I'm pooped out today, you guys. I cannot get my brain to just shut off before 3:30. And I have to be up at 6:15, which is not super early or anything. But, you know, when you're going to bed at 3:30 and getting up at 6:15, that's a little obnoxious. So my brain has just been scattered and, and excuse me. So you would think since I'm doing that, since I'm staying up till 3:30, that I would have a ton of things on my mind. And it's odd because yes, but it's kind of the same thing. So I don't know why it would be really any different, why anything would be keeping me up more than the usual, because it's pretty much the same things. But then I think, man, maybe this is what a man feels like. And I don't mean that rude. I'm genuinely not putting men down. I've had a million men tell me, and science tells you, that men, when they say they're not thinking of anything, when you ask them what's up or what are you thinking about, and they're like, nothing, they're not like women. They genuinely usually are just kind of shutting off their brain. They have the capacity to do that. It's amazing. God bless them. I wish I did. So I'm not saying that as a bad thing as in they don't have anything going on upstairs. I just mean men have this amazing capability of tuning things out and shutting their brain off and shutting down when they need to. And, but I kind of feel like I did that the other day, yet not enough to go to sleep. I just didn't have a million different things going on that I was thinking of. And gosh, you guys, I need water and I'm far away from my house and it is uphill in snow, 8 feet of snow uphill. Just kidding. But I'm looking at it and I'm thinking, it's a lot of work to get water. Instead, I'll just cough and sound like I'm Connie with emphysema. We'll make you guys have to hear me clear my throat, because that's cool, right? That's what you want to hear when you listen to a podcast. You want absolutely no rhyme or reason. You don't want me to actually talk about a topic or make sense. You don't want it to have professional editing, good sound quality. You totally love hearing my dogs barking and my neighbor's excavator, me clearing my throat. Yeah, good quality, right? Man, again, though, you signed up for it, right? If this is your first time, I mean, I did sort of say it in the bio, in the information part. I kind of did make it clear you're going to hear these things. So, hey. Okay. Anyway, see, there I go again. So, oh my gosh, I've only been babbling for 6 minutes and 17 seconds. Holy. I don't know that I can make an entire podcast. I mean, it has to be at least 15 minutes, I think, or 23 minutes, something like that. Otherwise, it's just pointless to even put up, right? Because who's going to listen to like a 6-minute podcast? That's not worth it. Although, if you're taking a poo and you're having like a really hard time and you just need some kind of quick thing, maybe. Although I don't want my podcast being associated with being able to clear your bowels and be a good enema. I don't want that. But, you know, hey, if you're going to download it, you're going to download it. I guess it doesn't matter what you're downloading it to, right? If you want to listen to my melodious voice, God, my voice is weird. I've listened to it and I'm like, that is what I sound like. I know we all say this, like none of us sound the same when we hear our voices. That's not what it sounds like to us. And I already think I sound annoying. And then I'm like, holy crap, I do. I sound really obnoxious. And then when I do my podcast like today where I'm walking around, I'm so breathy. And not in a cute, sexy way, you know. I don't know how to be sexy. That's just not my forte. Not even when I was young and I was decent looking. I always think of that meme that's like, and it says like, me flirting. Do you like bread? that's the epitome of me flirting. I'm awkward and I don't know how to flirt. And I don't know how to like do sexy moves and all of that. But for a dude, I think that's so charming. I think a lot of girls find awkward men super charming. So to all the awkward men out there, you don't have to have like suave moves. In fact, I think a lot of women kind of find it weird when guys try to, like, don't use a line. You know what I mean? You don't need a line. Just be normal. Be you. Be yourself. If it's quirky and awkward, roll with it. Embrace it. Women usually like quirky and awkward. Not to say that if you're confident, that's okay too. Obviously, I'm not putting down the confident men out there. Not putting down the men that know how to be charming, that are charming. Not saying that you shouldn't be. Uh-oh, dog down. Mosby, pardon me. I've got to, man, you guys are going to be, oh, there he is. Okay, phew. Oh, all right. I mean, I really can take care of animals. I'm good at it. I am. Just apparently not my own, you know? Okay. 1, 2, 3. Head count. Roll call. Roll call. Bark once if you are in my line of sight. Yes, yes, yes. Okay. I didn't hear any barking, but I got it. So, yeah, awkward is good. And, oh, man. All right. That's 9 minutes. 9.5 minutes, folks. what can I possibly ramble on about? If it's 23 minutes, though, I don't know. That's a lot. And that's a lot to put you guys through. If you're still listening, if you are still sitting here going, okay, she's going to be getting to something good and worthwhile. She's going to give us like a tidbit of information. She's going to impart wisdom on us. Surely it'll be worth my while to have wasted this time. There's going to be, you know, a showstopper. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know that that's going to happen. I have no tricks up my sleeve. I can pull out like Laffy Taffy jokes and I can pull out the funny humor, but unfortunately I would have to do that while I am talking on my phone. Cause again, although I have amazing equipment up in my office, I'm wandering around outside. And so therefore I'm on my phone and I would have to look up stuff, but here, let's see. There were some beautiful sounds in the background. To those of you that live in the city and just want to hear some peace and some country sounds, let's see what we can hear. Oh, well, there are some birds, but you probably can't hear them. Wait. Okay. Yeah. Every time I start to talk, the louder birds speak up, but you can hear like teeny little ones in the background. Sometimes my neighbor's horses get going, which is pretty great. But the coyotes were crazy town lately. And it freaks me out though, because they do this sound that you can tell that they're like showing that they got a kill and they're proud that they got a kill. And that just scares me and it makes me sad. And I know the whole circle of life, everyone's like, Courtney, you know, baby lions have to eat too. Lions have to eat too. Hyenas have to eat too. So you can't starve, you know, it's not fair for baby cubs and baby hyenas and baby bears to starve either. They have to eat. I get that. I get it. I'm not mad at them. Circle of life, all of that. I get it. But you know what? I can't watch it though. And I can't hear it. I don't want to listen to them doing the dance, the song of their people while they have murdered a God knows what. And I just, no, I can't. I can't even watch freaking Homeward Bound, which has a happy ending. None of the animals die. They don't die. But I can't handle the fact that they think that their owners have abandoned them. Oh my God, it kills me. I can't. I just can't. Nope. I just can't. Again, I'm not against hunting. I love elk meat. I'm against poaching, of course. Hunting, no. But I can't go hunt. I have to make someone else do my dirty work. I do. Like Obama. He had to make other people do his. Actually, he did his fair share of dirty work. You know, the politicians, they don't pass it all on. They do their own fair share. I mean, passing it on is already dirty work, but they get their hands dirty. I had to bring up politics. I had to. Sorry. I was going to try not to, but I had to just get a little bit something in there. Okay, let's see. We're at 1303. Oh my gosh, you guys. Who is all still here? Roll call. France, you still here? Canada, UK, Australia, Hong Kong. Who's with me? Florida? I don't know. Okay. I think, man, I don't know that there's been a time that I have just babbled this long about nothing. I'm sure if you've asked my family or my friends, they'll be like, oh no, she's got stamina. She's got more. Or ask my teachers. Oh my God, my teachers, that's all that they ever said is a good student, but talks too much. Good student talks too much. I couldn't help it. I was bored. I can't watch movies because you have to be dedicated. I mean, you're dedicated to sitting there for an hour and a half to like three hours. Some of these movies are 3 hours. What could you possibly have to show me and tell me for 3 hours that you can't wrap up in like, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes? That's about my attention span. I can't handle people just talking. If you're not going to get my attention right away, this is why I watch documentaries, because it's real stuff. It's stuff that can actually happen. It's real time things. You get invested, you know. I don't know. Or I can watch some sitcoms because after commercials and stuff, they're only like 20 minutes. But teachers just sitting up there talking, I'm just like, oh my God, I can't. I just can't. Do some acting out, like do some interpretive dance. I don't know. But just the talking. And I have this weird, I think I've talked about this before, and I'm not joking. I have a very weird, completely illogical phobia of chalk. Like, genuinely, I cannot pick it up. I don't like the smell of it. I don't like the look of it. I cannot hold it. I don't want to be in the same room as chalk. And it's not the sound of nails on the chalkboard, although, of course, that's terrible. But chalk, it genuinely, honest to God, freaks me the hell out. I can't handle it. And erasers, too. That's like Chinese torture to me. If someone just says, here's some chalk, if you don't give us all the answers, if you don't give us the answers to America's secrets, I will make you hold chalk. I'd be like, here it is. Here are all the answers. Here you go. I'm just kidding, America. I would not cough up America. I would not. But I don't know. That'd be hard. That'd be really hard. I want you to know that I really, really, really love our country. If I'm willing to be holding some chalk. That's how bad of a phobia this is. I'm telling you. It's, yeah. Phobias are weird. There used to be a show on what's that called? Pickets something where you want to eat, where you have cravings for very odd things. I have to look that up too. And again, if I were a professional, I'd have a person that I could just go, hey, Harry, look that up for me, please. You know, everybody has a sidekick, especially like all of these top podcasters. They all have somebody there that like edits everything for them and also looks stuff up. And I could be like, hey, Bob, look that up for me. But I don't have that. So anyways, we're just going to call it Pickets because not enough people are going to be listening that care. And if you do, you can email me, right? And you can let me know. Okay, so anyways, there's that show that they had about people eating like weird stuff. And here's what's funny. The thing that stuck with me the most was the thing that wasn't even that weird, really. It was just the amount of what she consumed it that was weird. So there was a woman who who ate cornstarch, like actual cornstarch. And she would carry baggies of it around with her, like several baggies, like the sandwich bags. And she would carry those full of cornstarch and eat it throughout the day. And yes, that's not super duper weird, but she would do this so much that she got so backed up. Her bowels got so backed up that she had to have surgery. That has stuck with me forever. That's crazy. That's so crazy. I cannot even imagine the amount of, and why cornstarch? There was also a chick that liked nail polish and she would like paint the nail polish on her tongue. So insane. But then again, people are going to be like, Courtney, why the hell are you so petrified of chalk? That's so weird. That's so weird. And so, you know, we all have our weird things. We all have our weird fetishes and our weird fears. And that's cool. That's what makes us freaking batshit crazy. I love myself a batshit crazy person. They're hilarious. They're entertaining. They make you feel better about yourself, right? You have to have that crazy person that you keep around because they remind you that you're not so off the rails yet. You haven't completely lost it. Got to keep that one person around, you know? All right. Okay. I can't possibly keep going on and on, right? Should I? Is that like a dare where it's like, I couldn't possibly, and then I just keep seeing how long I can go? Like that song, Happy, 'cause I'm happy, clap your hands. I hate that song. It makes me so extraordinarily unhappy. It makes me want to take my car and like careen it off a cliff. I don't know why. I don't want to say hate. I don't like my kids saying the word hate, and it's a strong word. I really dislike that song, and it seems to go on and on, and it's on, and it's like, we got it, you're happy, you want us to be happy, you want everybody to be freaking happy, got it. I don't know, it makes me so insane. Okay, I shall cut ties and stop with this This is the podcast that never ends. Yes, it goes on and on, my friend. Some people started listening, not knowing what it was, and they'll continue listening, not knowing just because this is the song. This is the podcast that never ends. Just kidding. Okay. All right. Hey, if you are still listening, and if you've been listening, especially the ones that have been listening since the very first one, what's up? I love that. I love it. It makes me so freaking, it just makes me feel good. Thank you so very much. I genuinely, from the bottom of my heart, appreciate every single person that has taken their time. There's not a lot of time. People don't have a lot of time. And so when you choose to take the little time that you have listening to me, again, no matter what you're doing when you're listening to me, I'm just glad that you're listening. Thank you. So shout out to everybody that has been tuning in, especially the OGs. Appreciate it. Until next time.